This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of German anti-lockdown demonstrators defied a court-ordered protest ban on Sunday and gathered in the streets of Berlin, resulting in scuffles with police. They say some protesters harassed and attacked officers and ignored roadblocks, disrupting traffic in parts of Germany's capital. Several people were arrested, according to Berlin police, who claim they tried to break a chain of officers, leading to the use of irritants, batons, and physical violence. Several judges had banned many planned demonstrations this weekend, including one for Sunday that was expected to draw some 22,000 people. There were fears rules would not be followed on mask wearing and social distancing at a time when Germany's infection numbers are on the rise again. Chinese cities rolled out mass testing of millions of people and imposed fresh travel restrictions as health authorities battled Sunday to contain the country's most widespread coronavirus outbreaks in months. China on Sunday reported 75 new coronavirus cases with 53 local transmissions, with a cluster linked to an eastern airport now reported to have spread to over 20 cities in more than a dozen provinces. The outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months after the country's successes in largely snuffing out the pandemic within its borders last year. The country is also scrambling to track more than 5,000 people nationwide who attended a theater festival in a tourist city in Hunan province, which has locked down all 1.5 million residents and shut all attractions after four visitors tested positive. Health officials say the mini outbreak was sparked by travelers from another infected area and has helped spread the disease to more than 20 cities. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain on Sunday became the latest country to accuse Iran of carrying out an attack on an Israeli-managed oil tanker off the coast of Oman last Thursday that killed a Briton and a Romanian. Iran earlier Sunday denied it was involved in the incident after it was blamed by Israel. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab claims assessments have concluded it was highly likely Iran had used one or more drones to carry out the, quote, unlawful and callous attack. He says the country is working with international partners on a response to this unacceptable attack. The U.S. Navy said on Saturday early indications clearly pointed to a drone attack, and the USS Ronald Reagan was assisting in getting the ship to a port safely. Dozens of villages were evacuated in tourist hotspots in southern Turkey on Sunday as wildfires that have claimed eight lives raged for a fifth day, while blazes also hit Greece, Italy, and Spain. Fanned by soaring temperatures and strong winds, with experts saying that climate change increases both the frequency and intensity of such blazes, this year's fire season has been significantly more destructive than previous average, according to EU data. Turkey is suffering its worst fires in at least a decade. After hitting record levels last month, temperatures are set to remain high. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been criticized after it emerged that Turkey has no firefighting planes, even though one-third of its territory is forested and fires are becoming increasingly frequent. According to EU figures, Turkey has been hit by 133 wildfires in 2021, so far with an average of 43 by this point in the years between 2008 and 2020. And many Israelis aged 60 and up received a third shot of COVID-19 vaccination on Sunday as part of a national campaign offering elderly people booster doses in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The campaign was launched on Friday with 60-year-old Israeli President Isaac Herzog, who received a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. It will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. On the eve of the booster rollout, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Israel had already given 2,000 immunosuppressed people a third dose with no severe adverse events. His government hopes that stepped-up inoculation efforts will help avoid further costly lockdowns. Many seniors got their first shots in December, January, and February, as they were regarded as the most vulnerable sector of the population. But since the emergence of the Delta variant, the health ministry has twice reported a drop in the vaccine's efficacy against infection and a slight decrease in protection against severe disease. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.